Today's shir is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Hilchos Nesiyos Kapayim Sif Yud Zayin. As we have the schus, the tremendous schus Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to be Messiahim, the whole sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Zayin Mishtadlon Shashlich Tzibul Yer Koyin. We attempt that the Baal Tefillah should not be a Koyin from a Koyin, and if it is a Koyin, Layala Duchen, he shouldn't do Nesiyos Kapayim. As we've been learning, the Shtrich Tzibah calls out the words, he shouldn't be the one to do so. Someone else should be standing there, Shikr Kahanim, that should be announcing Kahanim. And say the words, Yivarechcha. The Shtrich Tzibah, Oymed Vishaisik, and the Shtrich Tzibah, who is a Kohen, should remain silent at Sim Shalom until they get to Sim Shalom. Even though we've been learning that a Kohen who's called up to say Brichas Kohanim and doesn't go up is over mitzvah to say, this Kohen by not going up is not violating that mitzvah. That even though the Kohanim were all invited to say Brichas Kohanim, because when they call out Kohanim, the intention is Ela Misha and Oimer B'Tefila. It's only for somebody who's not in the middle of the davening and should go up by Ritzay. But he who's in the middle of davening, he's who's the Shlich Tzibur, that should not be the one to do Birkas Kahanim. And that's the minig in many communities. However, there are in many communities the minig that if the Baal Tzvila is a Kohen, he does do Birkas Kahanim. Particularly if there's no other Kahanim there, if there are no other Kahanim there, there's certainly a concern that we don't want to lose out the mitzvah Birkas Kahanim. And even if there are another Kohen, as we've learned, the Halacha prefers more than one Kohen. So under those circumstances, certainly, even though the Kohen is the Baal Tefila, he should be the one to do Birkas Kahanim. Vim ain't shom kain ach elahu, then there is no other kain, only he as kadesh loit is batum mitzvah nesiyos kapayim, in order we shouldn't lose the mitzvah nesiyos kapayim, yalahu aduchen he should go off to do nesiyos kapayim, v'samech on the tilas adayim sheshachris, and he relies on the wash, he doesn't have to wash his hands, he can't wash his hands, he's in the middle of davening, Kate, he relies on the fact that he washed his hands in the morning. So what should he do if he's the Baal Tefila and he's also going to be doing Nesiyos Kapayim? He moves his feet slowly, somewhat, a little amount, when he says Ritzei, and then he says until the end of that bracha, and then somebody else is the one to say, the Shlich Tziba Oyla Duchen, the Shlich Tziba goes up to the Duchen. The Zeh Acher Makri Loi, the Shlich Tziba is the one that will go to the Duchen and say and do Birchas Kahanim, and somebody else is going to announce the words. And then the Shlich Tziba goes back to say Sim Shalom. Layom Rabbanan V'chuli, as we learned, after the Birchas Kahanim, the Kahanim said the Bracha of Rabban Kol Olam, they shouldn't say the Alach HaKadosh. But if he didn't move during Ritzay, Enri Shoy Lalas, Sif Yud Ches, Tziba Shekulam Kahanim, if you have a minion, a shul, that everybody's a Kohen, Emen Shem El Asar, if you only have 10 people davening there, you only have a minion, then the Lachas Kulam Oilam Duduchen, they should all go up to do Nesiyos Kapayim. But now the question is, Lamim Mavarchim, who exactly are they giving a bracha to? And the answer is, Lachem Shebesadis, for the people who are not in the shul, umina ayna achreim amen, and who will say amen after each bracha, nosh v'taf, the women and children, v'fil ein nosh v'taf, and even if there are no women and children in shul, ein anis amen makevis, then the fact that they didn't say amen doesn't disqualify the Birkas Kahanim. The Paiskim, however, say that there should always at least be one person to say Amen after the Birchas Kahanim. And maybe even if the Shlich Tzibur is not do Birchas Kahanim, Of course, normally he can't say Amen in the middle of a bracha. Here, he would be allowed to say it because we need to have somebody saying Amen. But if you have more than 10 Kohanim, the 10 people should remain, so to speak, in the audience. There should be 10 there to answer Amen, and all the Kohanim above 10 people should not, all the people above the first 10, all the Kohanim above the first 10 shall go up to do Birkas Kohanim, and everyone else, the first 10 should remain to say Amen. If there are only Kohanim, then they shouldn't announce under those circumstances Kohanim. And there's some suggest that even if there are some Yisraelim, they should always try to have at least a minion of people who are going to answer Amen to the Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, the first 10, if all Yisraelim and Levim, good. And if not, we should leave some Kohanim amongst them, that we should at least always have a minion of people listening to the Birkas Kohanim. So if you test Kohen Shnosos Kapov, if a Kohen already didn't see his Kapayim, and now he goes to another shul, he could say Birkas Kohanim again. But if he doesn't want to, even though after Shemei Kris Kohanim, even though he hears in the second shul them announcing Kohanim, and we know that when a Kohen hears Kohanim, there's a mitzvah for him to go say the bracha. He doesn't have to do so here. Kivan Shukva Ola. He already went up to do it. There's a question. Does a Kohen get a mitzvah every time? Does a Kohen get a mitzvah every time he does Nesis Kapayim? If they get a mitzvah every time, then we could well understand why he should want to go up every time. The Chasam Sofer quotes Ha'avah Levush that you can't say Birkas Kohanim more than once a day, unless it's Shachris and Musaf. And therefore, if a Kohen is saying Birkas Kohanim under such circumstances, according to the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, he should not say the bracha a second time. Sivchaf Mishay Shlomum B'fonav, if somebody has something, a disfigure on his face, so as we discussed, there are different minhagim, what is done with, how, what is covered with the talus or not. So if you live in a place where the talus of the Kohen covers his face, then Mutalisa's Kapov, he could do the Birkas Kohanim. If somebody has a mum on his hands, Kigoyin Shehain Bahakonius, the Pirishmin Negelvan, the discolored, Oyminumaras bin the Gudastakas, or they have different types of spats, Oshena Kumas, they're very crooked, Oshena Yochel Chalkitz Boysov, where he can't separate his fingers, Layisas Kapov, he should not do Birkas Kohanim, Nesha'am Yistaklu Boy, everybody's going to look at the hands, Visichudatam, and they won't pay attention to the Birkas Kohanim. However, if he's somebody everybody in the town knows, and they all know, and what his situation is really not considered unusual towards these people, Noises Kapov, then he could do Nesis Kapayim. If the hands were colored, Loises Kapov, he shouldn't say Birkas Kohanim. Everybody's going to look at his hands. But most of the city work with painting, and therefore colored hands is not unusual, then Yisus Kapov, he can do Nesis Kapayim. If somebody doesn't know how to pronounce the words of Birkas Kohanim properly, the current shin yamanus kamaiselus, he can't differentiate between a shin and a sin, la yosus kapov, unless that's the way everybody in that location pronounces the words. For kol kain shin and yosus kapov, any kind that doesn't do Birkas Kohanim, yaitse kainim ritzemi basic nasa lechutz, he should just walk out before ritzei, until they finish Nasiz Kapayim. If the as we discussed earlier, that there are different minhagim about the talus covering the hands of the kayin. So again, if you're in a place where the talus covers the hands of the kahanim, so if there's an issue with the hands of the kahanim, it won't be an issue because nobody's looking. Furthermore, that there are those that suggest that bizman hazeh, as we also discussed, people are most careful not to look during birkas. People are most careful not to look during birkas kahanim at the fingers of the kohen. So if you live in a place where people pay much attention not to do so, so then there's no great concern, because the concern that you're going to look at his fingers falls away. The halacha also is that we know that Sfaradim and Ashkenazim do not necessarily pronounce the words Hebrew the same way. So even though you have a Sfaradi davening in Ashkenaz minyan or Ashkenaz davening in Sfarad minyan, since we're also already accustomed that even though people don't necessarily say it the same way, it's pronounced the words the same way, it's become most common that people are familiar with the different types of pronunciation, and you could have a Sfaradi do Birkas Kahanim by Ashkenazim and vice versa. Sif Chaf Aleph. Haragas and nefesh, somebody chas v'shalom killed somebody b'mezid, by on purpose, afilo asa tshuva, even if he did tshuva, lo yisus kapov, then he should not do duchning. However, if somebody went to war, he's a soldier in the war, and not a self-defense or in defending his country, that's what happened, then he may do nesis kapayim. From harag b'chagaga, but if he did b'shaygi v'asa tshuva, and then he did tshuva, nesis kapov, he could be nesis as kapov. There are different opinions, what does it mean that he did tshuva? But the Paiskim suggest that if a Kohen goes up to do Birkas Kahanim, even though we have a concern, should we allow him to do Birkas Kahanim because something that he might have done in past history, we don't physically force him, or we don't force him to go down. If somebody did tshuva, noises kapov, we allow him to do, even if he was doing Big Averis, he was Apikairis, we let him do. If he did tshuva, we let him do Birkas Kahanim. The Achronim say a number of points that Zman Hazer, most of the people who are not religious, the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish, are Tinuk Shenishba. It's not that they're doing anything because they really are in spite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, they're doing it because that's the way they were brought up and that's the environment that they live in. And therefore, certainly such a person who went up to do Nesis Kapayim is not asked to go down. And there are those that even suggest that not only does he not have to go down, we may even allow them l'chatchila go up to do Birkas Kahanim. We allow them to do Birkas Kahanim because of we don't want to discourage them or push them away for being part of Klal Yisrael and part of our tzibur, and especially if they announce, as we keep on saying in our shurim, if they announce kohanim, where we learned there's a specific mitzvah for the kohen who hears kohanim to go up, and he is a kohen, he should go up. Nasa grusha chalutza, if a kohen married a grusha chalutza who a kohen may not marry, ashen nitma lemeis, where he became Tamei Meis, Shosel Tamei Lelov, that the halach is, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei, Lahisas Kapov, At Shias Tshuva Pitam Chacham, until he should not be allowed to do Nesis Kapayim until he does Tshuva, Vishar Averis, but other Averis that the Kohen might have done, Ein Moinim in Nesis Kapayim, we don't stop them from doing Nesis Kapayim, Cholol, somebody who was born from a Kohen who married a woman who he wasn't married, the lot of marry is not a kohen, and therefore Enanoise is kapov. The kohen who's married to a woman that he's not supposed to be married to, not only should he not do Nesis Kapayim, But other Kohanim should refuse to go. If he forces himself up to do Nesis Kapayim, other Kohanim should refuse to be part of that. They should not go up to do Nesis Kapayim with him. Sivcha Beis Oinen, somebody who lost a close relative until the Kvura is considered an Oinen, at least until the Kvura, and Oinen is Kapav. And he doesn't do Nesis Kapayim. An Oval on a parent for the whole year, a Tach Shleishim, or for the first 30 days, Al Shah Krovim, Ein Nosis Kapav. There are different minhagim. Some places have the minhag that they do say Nesis Kapayim. Some differentiate between during the week and Shabbos and Yontif. Some differentiate between the Shleishim and after the Shleishim. And such an individual who's not going to do Nesis Kapayim, Tzarech Letzos Mebeis HaKnesses Kodem Ritzei, he should go out of the Beis HaKnesses before Ritzei, Arach Nesis Kapayim. V'me'ei Mebeis HaKnesses Shnei Kohanim Acherim, but if not, there won't be two other Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses, then Mutal Av Alisis Kapav Tech Shnei Asu Chodesh Alav Vimai, then he is allowed to do Nesis Kapayim even during the first year after the Petir of a parent, V'tech Shloshim, and during Shloshim, Al Shah Krovim and other relatives. Oval Tech Shiva, but now an oval during the Shiva, Kigoyna Kovim Meis Beregel. So, for example, somebody's relative died on during Yontif. Afila Im Ein Sham Shnei Kohanim Acherim, even if there aren't any two other Kohanim, somebody during the Shiva, Eina Noisa Eskapov, the halacha is that they don't do Nesis Kapayim. And I saw that in Eretz Yisrael, they're different in Hagim, what to do in a shiva house, but it seems that the accepted minig is that in a shiva house there's no Nesis Kapayim, especially because usually the oval is the one who's davening, who's the shteich tzibur. He shouldn't be the one declaring the words yivarechecha, and he can't walk out during the chazar sashatz, given that he is the baal tefila. But we should never have these shilas. And as we finish Baruch Hashem, having learned the entire Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we give a Sheva Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechiyonu V'Kiyamanu V'Giyonu L'Azman HaZeh, that he has given us the opportunity to finish Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to learn his Torah, to try to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to do. And we know, Ein Lo Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lomai, Ela Dalet Am Shalocha B'Vad, where we find HaKadosh Baruch in this world is in the Dalet Am Shalocha, in the place of Torah, and particularly the place where people learn Torah Halacha to know how to live the way a Jew is supposed to live. And as we know, Kol Hashana Halacha is Tanit Be'el Yod, the Tanit Be'el Yod teaches us Kol Hashana Halacha is B'chol Yoyim, whoever learns Halacha every day, Muftach Lo Ben Olam Haba, he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. And the simple pshat is that he will be a Ben Olam Haba, that after he leaves the world, such an individual will have Olam Haba. But perhaps pshat is that such individual, Ben Olam Haba, already has Olam Haba in this world. A Jew who devotes himself to learn halacha. And not only does he devote himself to learn halacha, but then the halacha that he learns, he applies to his life. Then that life in this world is a life of Olam Haba. We should all be zoicha to have a wonderful life, a life of Olam Haba and Olam Haza, with gezunt and panosa and nachas. V'yimala Hashem kol hashas lebeinu l'toivo, v'tzadkenu v'tzadukum v'mishpat v'chesu v'rachmim, v'hosu v'menu yoga v'anocha, v'chazdoi ha'godl u'b'rachmo v'amarubim. And we should be zoicha to see this galus kvot shemayim, v'mheir v'yameinu amin.